Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. We are reflecting on the readings for the 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year A. First reading will be taken from 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 9, verses 11 to 13. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 85. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 9, verses 1 to 5. Our gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's gospel, chapter 14, verses 22 to 33. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is confidence in His saving presence. In the words of St. Paul in today's second reading, our message today is no pretense. It is the truth and promises already revealed in Christ Jesus, lived and enjoyed by faithful followers of our Lord Jesus Christ. And what is this message? Like the Israelites, adopted as sons and daughters of God, given the glory, covenants, law, ritual, and promises of God's providence and care, we are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, to proclaim the virtues of our Lord Jesus, who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. And so, my brother, my sister, like our Jewish brethren, brothers and sisters, descendants of our ancestors in faith, and from amongst whom our Savior proceeded, we have been grafted unto divine love by grace and our cooperation with grace. Thus, the Catechism of the Catholic Church says, through the power of the Holy Spirit, in Christ's resurrection, we were born to a new life and made members of His body, the Church, branches grafted unto the vine, which is Christ Himself. In other words, my brother, my sister, because through His Spirit He is in us and we are in Him, we can confidently say that the Lord is with us. The Lord is with you. And just as He revealed Himself to Elijah in the sound of a gentle breeze in today's first reading, He who redeemed us in Christ Jesus will show us His mercy and redeeming help when we call or even forget to call upon Him. And just as our Lord Jesus put out His hand to Peter in today's gospel, the Lord's mighty hand and outstretched arm are before, behind, and above us to secure our safety and happiness in moments of tribulations, pains, and in moments of our weaknesses. Thus, my brother, my sister, the Lord's loving devotion endures forever, says the psalmist of Psalm 136, verse 12. And so, my brother, my sister, our worries and betrayers the Lord knows. And our cries for our children and country He has heard. Like Elijah and Peter, we must learn to wait for the epiphanic voice of reparation. And in that time, against our worries, solutions would be discovered. Against that chaotic society, corrupt society, reformers will be born and reborn to change the corrupt status quo. And even if we sink into the murky waters of doubts,
their language of courage
would be spoken through voices of parents, doctors, mentors, and God-loving friends, and our faith would be strengthened. Yes, our faith would be strengthened in those moments of theophany when God Himself reveals His power and strength, when He comes to our help. Thus, my brother, my sister, if we have given ourselves completely in faith to the Lord, let us learn today to rely on Him alone and lead in and with the church a sacramental life of prayer, self-denial, and sacrifice against the challenges of the flesh. By so doing, we are reminded of our redemption, adoption as sons and daughters of God. We are also reminded of our journey to eternal happiness. May the Lord in His infinite mercy help us today. May the Lord in His infinite mercy guide and direct our path. May He increase our faith and keep us in His love. Do not be afraid. I am with you till the end of time. Help us, Lord. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael, the Archangel, pray for us.